Welcome back to episode 17 of the Just Rated Podcast. Hit the intro. Today, we're trying the Jack Harlow meal from KFC.
With some excellent.
Excellent packaging, I might have to say. A picture of Jack Harlow himself,
KFC.
The what's poppin' guy, because he is poppin' with the KFC.
Just take a sniff.
Not gonna lie.
Take a sniff.
Okay.
Take a sniff.
I'm peering into the bag, and I see that chicken sandwich.
Oh, I see a pickle. I like pickles.
He likes pickles.
He loves pickles.
Guys, let's just cut to the chase. I mean, this, I can't wait for this.
This is actually kind of small.
Let's just cut to the chase,
it
guys.
Appears very small. It is one tenderloin. Actually, I don't know. What
y'all ready?
I'm getting rid of the pickles because I'm not a big pickle.
No, you got for the just right.
No.
It's not the same.
I took the pickles off too.
Okay. I'm keeping the pickles on because I'm a true Just Raider.
Oh, we need. Okay.
We don't waste time.
Never.
Just rate it. 3, 2, 1.
This is spicy.
What?
Yeah.
Very spicy. Is this a spicy chicken sandwich?
Oh, I didn't get any sauce. The sauce has some spicy. That was the Jack Harlow chicken sandwich.
It was.
Had a little bit of a kick to it. Did not know that was coming.
It's pretty fire.
I like the pickles. They took theirs off, so they kind of missed out.
Yep. Definitely popped.
Just pop it.
Like,
what's popping?
Brand new whip.
Hey, just pop it.
It didn't come with a brand new whip, which kind of made me mad, but.
Okay, you know, let's jump right into it. I think we waste too much time. We're just gonna get right into it. Keep that viewer retention, you know?
Thanks.
This was a good sandwich.
It was a good sandwich.
But the question is, was it the best?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
But was it good?
Mid.
Very.
No, it was mid.
Mid?
Mid.
For a KFC chicken sandwich, it's pretty good.
It's mid. Chicken sandwich in the fast food world is mid.
I wouldn't say it's...
It's every other chicken sandwich.
Okay, you're right. But every other chicken sandwich is good.
Yo.
I'm going to jump right into my rating. I thought it was pretty good. Had a little bit of a kick. Nice pickles. Decent chicken. Decent bit of crunch. I like the bun. I'm going to give it flat. Actually, not flat.
Not flat.
You know what?
You don't like flat.
I'll give it a...
No, like...
7.9.
It's pretty good.
It's definitely above mid.
Mm-hmm, yogurt, nice.
I think it's basic chicken. The sauce is very spicy, which is good for people that are 10 out of 10 spice guy.
Yep.
A little too spicy for me personally, but it's good. I like it.
Me
if you're a big spice guy, W.
But overall,
as I've already said, it's mid sandwich. It's good. It's mid. Everything about this is just mid. It's not great. I think because it's just average and there's nothing really new to it, I'm going to give it... The chicken's also not nearly as good as like a Chick-fil-A or a KFC or a...
Well, if it's
KFC, I meant Cane's. Because I've had the Cane sandwich because I worked there. Bars.
If it's mid, then we got to compare it to other things we've rated. What's
you
another
said bars.
Chicken? What's another chicken sandwich we rated? The Whataburger. What do we rate that one?
This Whataburger was way better. It was like an 8.8.
Okay, so anything below that would be accurate.
I think this is a 6. It's average. Nothing about it is great. So, but it's good. It's not bad.
So what was that? 6?
6. Yeah. Okay. It's flat.
Cool.
It's flat.
There you go. Cole's contemplating. Word of the day. Oh.
Listen here, I've had a lot of good chicken sandwiches in my day.
It's black.
Look at this. Tell me that's not... Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Shut up. Anyways. 7.9. I don't even think about it.
Both of us said 7.9.
Oh, did we?
Let's go, bro. Good.
It's a very good one. I like it. I like the normal one better, though. I'll say that.
The no spice?
Yeah.
You're not a big spice guy?
I'm not a big spice guy. I'm like a mild guy.
I like spice. I
like spice, but not this much spice.
I was dying a minute ago.
I mean,
it is very spicy. Which is good. A lot of people love spice.
I mean, if you're
and think people things aren't spicy enough.
If you're the spice king from TikTok, I mean, this would be nothing. But
who's the spice king?
He just eats a bunch of Carolina Reapers and random spicy stuff. Just
see, if you're a big spice guy, look at all that spicy sauce.
Come on.
W for the spice guys.
Like, yeah.
But honestly, like, I love this spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, which is way better than this.
I get that every time.
The chicken's better. It's not near as spicy, but it's good spice. And I like the bun more than the other one. This bun isn't bad, but it's just there's nothing going for it.
Yeah.
It's not toasted.
It's a nice, it's like, not... I like when a bun has a nice shine and crisp to it, I think it's pretty good.
It's not crisp.
No, I mean like toasted. Like, you see like the different like layers of color.
Like, it's just like how it comes brown. Out.
No,
I work at Cane's.
Comes out like this.
I know.
No, I mean at the factory they toast it like that. You guys get it already toasted.
That's good. I'm glad it's toasted.
I'm saying
months in advance.
I'm saying look at that. Look at that beautiful. Look at that beautiful toast.
It's a good bun, but it's mid. There you go. That's the word for this. Mid.
We need to get our average.
Our average is
calculator boy.
7.26.
7.27.
Because we're round.
7.27. That
is above mid.
That is a little bit above mid. I think 6.5, that's about mid.
So. Yeah. Overall, pretty average, pretty good, pretty solid.
Next item.
And this is the Jack Harlow meal. So all of this comes in the meal.
Yeah.
Oh, and did we mention the packaging?
Yeah.
Bars.
We did.
Bars. Bars packaging.
I got you.
Look at that.
Oh, classic or spicy. We got the spicy.
Yes, we got the spicy. And Jack it says Jack Harlow times KFC.
Yep.
Or ex KFC.
100% like, white meat.
What? Why do we eat this, bro?
Pan breaded, fried. Dang, Jack Harlow really likes his 100% white meat.
Man, I'm more of a black meat guy, but like.
Okay, next item.
It's really white. Look at that.
Yeah. I think that's just how chicken comes. Okay, pick a bag of cheese. Any bag of cheese. A spork?
Oh! Okay, never mind. It's a 10.
Okay.
If it comes with a spork, it's a W.
Oh, it's reusable. It says on the top. I'm never reusing
it. Are you ever going to use a reusable KFC mac and cheese?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Thing. All right.
This is our secondary item for today.
I'm sweating. That's high. That's hot, man.
Rip that away. No, it's your teeth.
Just let me.
No.
Please.
I can't taste anything because that sandwich is so hot.
Fool.
I can't. There we go. Thanks, man.
3, 2, 1.
Just right
there. Yeah.
Well, hot.
So weird because my mouth is already hot. So
uh-huh.
It's like...
makes it worse.
I know, very high. Tells you.
This is mid. This is just every mac and cheese ever, dude.
This is. Honestly,
this tastes exactly like Chick-fil-A's.
I've never had.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's. I've actually never had Chick-fil-A's mac and cheese.
I mean, it's not bad.
It's a little bit better than this.
I mean, yeah, it's not. It's good, but I mean, it doesn't. It's not unique.
Yeah, it's definitely. This is awesome.
Should we just finish it off?
All right, it is W packaging, and a spork.
Yeah, a spork.
Just because of the spork and reusable. I mean, like save the turtles. For real. Because, like, we love the turtles. Like, those shells are shiny. So, like, we gotta reuse, bro. And, like, you know, like...
What does that mean?
As a big environmental guy, like, this really, like, gives me a clear conscience. Because, like, one of my drawbacks to eating fast food is, like, what about the turtles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is reusable. Which is a W. I'm definitely gonna be reusing this. Like, ain't no way I'm not. So.
Okay. Yeah. Next point.
Sure, Ethan.
Anyway, it's good mac and cheese. It's mid. But because this is pork and it's reusable, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
7.5, respectable
for this.
I agree with most of what Ethan said. I'm not going to understand half of it.
I have an environment.
It is just like every mac and cheese ever, but that is also a good thing because every mac and cheese ever is...
solid. You can't make bad mac and cheese.
Yeah. Facts. I mean, unless you put too much, like, artificial cheese on it. And yeah. It's kind of just. I'm going to give it 7.3.
I'm going to give it a flat 7. I didn't even have to think.
We went by his.
There you go. We went down. Yes, we have.
Don't make fun of me, bro.
This is some really white chicken.
It's 100%.
7.27. That is the exact same.
No way.
No, I swear to God, I did that right.
7.5, 7.3. Wow.
7.3. Gods are in the line. That means the meal. Is it that time of the meal? No, it's
wait,
not. No, we're never having that time ever again. We're done with
you
that.
You know what time I'm talking about?
Yes.
Are you sure? Should I do it for good Cole, time's sake?
One more time.
It's time.
Please buy our merch. Just read it. .com. Just read it. MySpreadshop.com. Oh, dot. I got you. Hey, sub. Just read it. MySpreadshop.com.
Yeah, that. Please do it.
Okay, next and final item, French fries.
Oh, we actually doing that?
I mean, it's just a quick one. Why not? I've never actually...
No, just stop.
Fill time.
Secret recipe.
Whoa!
Oh, wait. We might
We're
have
gonna
to...
have to be figuring that one
We're out. We're gonna have to try it with the ranch, too.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah. I've had the ranch. The ranch is disgusting.
Well, then we're gonna have to do it anyway. Okay. Cheers, boys.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, cheers. I had two. Ethan is not a fan of these, apparently.
Okay.
I like the consistency.
They're not bad. I think it was too harsh earlier.
Yeah. Those were... Secret... Bussin'. The... jinx. Secret recipe fries. Jack Harlow meal, KFC. Mm. I like... The consistency. It's like, seems like they fried them for a decent amount of time, or they put something on them that gives it like this
rough. Let's talk about this packaging.
It's rough texture. Amazing packaging,
come
bro.
On, tell me.
Bro, they got the guy on the box. Like, what
Colonel,
else do you want,
Colonel
bro?
Colonel Sanders, dog.
Actually, his name? Oh, actually? I was like, what? Bruh. But I don't know. I have never eaten KFC.
Have you never been outside?
This is my first time. This is my first time eating KFC.
Really?
Yeah.
It's my first time in a long time, but not my first time. Okay. French fries, I mean, the consistency is the only unique thing I know. They just taste like fries. So once again, just pretty mid. Thanks, man. I'll give them. I mean, actually, I like these more than like McDonald's fries.
What? McDonald's has the best fries.
No, they just salt them. McDonald's, they just salt it. That's the only thing. It's just salty. You can put salt on any fry.
I know, but these are better. But they're still better because they don't put as much salt.
No,
they're crispy. I'm talking about McDonald's. They're crispy. McDonald's has W fries. I think that's like the best thing they have.
I should try the ranch with the...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're going to try it with the ranch. Ethan's pretending like... Okay.
I hate that ranch. Oh my gosh. It's so bad.
Yeah, the ranch is pretty bad.
Tastes like Sonic's ranch.
It's so creamy. It's like way too creamy. It tastes like so sugary. And it shouldn't be.
That was bad.
What did I say, though?
Ranch is an L.
Ethan knew. Yep. He had just rated this before.
It's true.
He knew the ranch sucks. Dog.
I'm not doing it with the ranch. That's probably pretty bad. All right. I'll get the fries. You know what? I like them a little more than average fries, so I'm not going to call these mid. Yeah, I think they're just like 0.1 better than mid. I'll give it
5.1.
I'll give it.
I think the only fries I know that are worse than those are In-N-Out.
Wait, In-N-Out's pretty bad.
Yeah, In-N-Out's terrible.
I like In-N-Out fries.
Are you kidding?
I like them if you put salt on them. But once again, you can put salt on any fries, so that's not saying much.
Oh, I hate In-N-Out fries.
I'll give these.
They taste like dead fingers.
7.7.
What? 7.7.
Seven. It's like dead fingers.
Yep.
7.7.
Are you making fun of me?
I'm gonna give it a 7 because they're like kind of cold.
I'm gonna give it.
Really, mine are cold. Well, they're room temperature. So.
I'm gonna give it a 6.7. 7 for average.
Okay, so 7, 6.7.
Will we get 7.28 before again?
Imagine we do.
That would be really funny. Oh, that was actually kind of close.
7.13. Not bad. Not bad. This whole meal was pretty mid. But
me personally, going Canes. I don't work there or anything.
I'm
not biased. I would just go to Canes at the box combo with the four finger and the
fries. I don't know how you still eat there when you work there.
I never eat there pretty much when I work.
I take this over Canes. I'm not
because I don't want to always eat there because otherwise I'll get used to it.
I would take this over Canes.
Really? Are you actually kidding?
Canes is so much better. Their thing is just chicken. Like, they don't have any, like, really any sauces or anything. It's just
chicken. They have, like, Canes sauce.
Okay, that's nice.
They have, like, the best sauce in the world.
Like, they don't have anything like this. Like, they're only
sandwich. Yeah, they do. They have a chicken sandwich.
I've gotten it, but it's literally just chicken and lettuce. There's no sauce.
Yeah, there is. The Canes sauce is on there.
I really got it. I had to put the sauce on myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, come on, Ethan, that should be you that does that.
The person that did that made it wrong, because you're supposed to put sauce on it.
Okay. Well, anyway, Canes, we'll keep that discussion for another episode.
We're doing Canes next time, because Canes is so good.
Well, if they come up, tell the owner to make a better unique item, like a specialty item or something. Anyway, who knows what we're right next? Any final notes, boys?
I just want to say,
if you don't buy our merch, what are you doing with your freaking life, dude?
Okay.
Now things are weird. Alright.
Who knows? Who knows what we're right next? We'll see you next time.
I'm on the Just Ready Podcast.
We love you.
Gang. Yo, the thing is, this podcast isn't gonna come out for like another 3 years.